And if those mandatory spending cuts do take effect tomorrow, the Secretary of Agriculture says he will be forced to furlough food safety inspectors. Without those inspectors, food companies could grind to a halt. But many in the meat industry say the USDA is mostly cooking up a scare. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has that story.
Food processing companies, ones that ship across state lines, get lots of scrutiny from the USDA. And it's not just producers of steak, chicken, and pork chops, but also stuff like frozen pizza and burritos.
Yeah, we make the Jim's Hot Tamales, and we're USDA. So we're able to ship the product all over the country.
John DiCapo owns this almost shoebox-sized business near downtown Kansas City. He says USDA inspectors are here with a clipboard and the proverbial fine-tooth comb every day they fire up the tamale machine.
And then they'll come in, usually with a flashlight. They'll actually look inside hoppers and make sure the freezer temperature is where it needs to be and that we're complying with USDA requirements.
And if they don't comply or there's just no inspector there to check, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that's it for the day.
That particular processing facility that has no inspector on site cannot do any work, all right? They're shut down.
And Vilsack says that is what could happen to more than 6,000 businesses if the sequester goes through.
There is no way that we can avoid having to furlough inspectors.
Inspectors, the people without whom no work can get done in an industry employing about 500,000. Vilsack says the sequester would force him to furlough inspectors for up to 15 days this spring and summer.
It's going to be quite disruptive to the food industry generally, and it will impact consumers' ability to get food and the price they pay for the food.
Plants shutting down a day or two a week could trigger spot shortages of some foods and nudge up prices. Production stumbles would also create headaches for people who raise animals for meat.
I think it would be an unconscionably significant event if it happened as it's being described.
Bill Haw owns ranches and feedlots in Kansas. He says gumming up the food system this way would make producers hold their animals longer, cutting profit. Haw calls the inspector furloughs another nail in the coffin of an industry already reeling from drought, high feed costs, and overcapacity.
In a way, it seems odd that they would even propose something so ridiculous at a time like this. And the only reason I can think of is to try to stampede people into agitating for avoiding any kind of budget cuts.
It's just hype, Haw says. Mark Dopp with the American Meat Institute calls the furloughs something else, illegal.
The Meat Inspection Act requires USDA to provide its inspectors. So there is a conflict
between the Federal Meat Inspection Act of 1906 and the sequester of 2013.
And it's up to USDA to find a way around that, to be able to satisfy both of its obligations.
So there really isn't a confusion about this or an inconsistency.
Secretary Vilsack, again, who says that by law, meat inspectors are required to work for the government, not the companies they inspect. But he says if sequestration forces across-the-board cuts, then the USDA won't have the funds it planned on using to pay inspectors. They'll have to work less, leaving food processing companies no choice but to cut back. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.